Welcome once again to Beef News and Notes, information for both the producers and the consumers of our great product, beef. One of the things I enjoy most about being involved with the Minnesota Beef Council and the Minnesota Cattlemen's Association are the people that you'll meet throughout the state and the nation. One of the newest directors on the Minnesota Beef Council is Cammie Schoenfield. Cammie and her husband, Mark, have a purebred shorthorn herd near Dawson, Minnesota. But what else is interesting is that Cammie is no stranger to the KLGR airwaves. Cammie, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mark.
Can you just tell the listeners about what your ties are here with the Redwood Falls area?
I graduated from South Dakota State University the spring of 2001, and I was lucky enough to have my first job, real job. I worked for the University of Minnesota Extension in Redwood County, working with the 4-H program, and I was around that area for 5 years and did some wonderful radio shows with Brian Langland back in the day.
And that brings back some memories from a lot of listeners here in KLGR listening area. So you and your husband, Mark, have two little boys, Colton and Braxton, and you live on your parents, Harvey and Gladys Hosted's land. You're the fourth generation. And last summer, the Midwest Cattlemen's Tour had the tour up in your area, and you were one of the stops. And I was really impressed with how well you cared for both the land and your livestock. And I'd just like to talk a little bit about what is it like running a purebred commercial stock cow herd here in the year 2017?
We moved back to where my parents lived. The joke is my husband raised or married me from my parents' pastures. We're lucky enough to be able to move back and run cattle with my parents. And so we have a bunch of pasture land connected to where my parents still live on the home place. And then we started renting land from the neighbors. They saw, you know, a young couple move back to the area that wanted to get involved in agriculture, and we got some opportunities to rent more land. We also graze public ground, which is a whole other conversation sometime. And so we got some advantages to access to more grass. But moving back, and we actually started out with shorthorns, and then we bought a Simmental bull, a clean-up bull, meaning he would breed anything that didn't stick artificially insemination or AI-ing, and we just saw a lot of advantages. So we started with shorthorns, and then we moved into the Simmental, so now we run two different breeds, shorthorns and Simmentals, and each breed has their own traits and their own benefits. People that are non-livestock people, I kind of compare it to, there's lots of breeds of dogs out there, and every dog is kind of, every breed has its advantages, and so in cattle, the same thing. So there's advantages to the shorthorn cattle, and there's advantages to the Simmental cattle. So when we moved back, we got into two breeds, and being young, you got to make a lot of genetic decisions that are going to affect your herd in the long term. And so I think that's where we're going to go with today's conversation.
Okay. Well, what kinds of new technology and information are people in the industry demanding from seed stock producers today?
You know, today this is the season in the cattle or cow-calf industry where you're going to buy your bulls. So you're buying the males to breed to your females. And that's a huge investment as far as genetics, like what you want to bring into your herd. The calves that they'll sire or they'll be the fathers of will go on to either be brought back into the herd, and so that affects you on how many females you're going to keep out of that sire, or they're going to be sold to the feedlot to be made into beef. And so we want to create the best beef possible. In today's world, you know, back 30, 40 years ago, you would get the birth weight, what they weighed at the beginning, what they weaned when we took them in the fall from their moms, and then you might get how old they were when they were a year old or when you sold them to market. We've created what's called EPDs, Expected Progeny Difference, so we collect all the information. We send it into the breed association, so they collect all the numbers, and it's a prediction of what that animal will produce. So it's based on their parents, their siblings, and as they start to produce offspring. So I have a bull that's in my pasture that's 7 years old. If I have sent in information, I can predict with a higher and higher accuracy what kind of calves they'll have, if they'll have big birth weights or small birth weights, their weaning weights. So that's called EPDs, and that's become huge in the industry. And when we go shopping for bulls, it's kind of like pulling out the cereal label and starting to compare two different cereals, and you can start to look at, you know, what's your priority and what, how this bull will do.
Right, and I think there are so many other factors too that carry through into the feedlot as far as the average daily gain, the leanness in the cattle of today. And I know there's larger muscled animals than when I first started finishing out cattle. So kudos to the people in the purebred business for bringing out some of the best animals for us to finish in our feedlots. One other thing before we go is just the point I'd like to make to our listeners and consumers of our product is just if a person has a chance to visit a ranch like yours and see how well you take care of your livestock, I think that's important for the public to know. And I think that's true of almost everybody that's left in the business. Wouldn't you agree, Cammie?
We love to have visitors, particularly visitors that weren't born and raised with livestock. We enjoy telling our story. Right now it's calving season. We just started having baby calves on the ground. We love to have people come out and get to see what that's like. It's our nursery kind of year. We just got lambs. We're done lambing. We've had, you know, a couple of our friends come out and bring little kids. They love to see those baby lambs. And we're really proud of what we raise and how we take care of them. So we love to tell our story.
Well, that's a great way to end it, Cammie. And thanks again for being on the program. And if people want more information, I know you've got a website they can go to and can tell the listeners what that is.
We have a website. It's circlescc.com. And we also are on Facebook, of course. So that's we have a whole bunch of stories to tell about how we use technology nowadays to promote our industry and promote our genetics.
All right, Cammie. Well, thanks, and good luck with all that calving this spring.
Thank you.
Until next week, thanks for listening, and we will talk again.